Life Audio.
Stay tuned in. This is going to be a very uplifting episode because we're going to talk about the light and the glory of God.
Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
Do you believe in life after addiction? You better believe it. Now, the host of Life After Addiction.
Hey, hey, it is Friday the 13th. You know what that means.
Uh-oh.
We're going to do an episode about the evilness of the world. No, we kind of are. But before we dive in, we want to take the first couple of minutes just to share something that's very important to us, this podcast as a whole. And just information we're trying to give you. We know that, hey, it's 2 weeks into January and maybe you're depressed or down because you had all these New Year's resolutions and half of them you're not keeping anymore. Stay tuned in. This is going to be a very uplifting episode because we're going to talk about the light and the glory of God. But first, it's very important to us. This is the last episode of Life After Addiction on this channel.
I see what you did with that.
On this channel, on the S2L Studio channel, we have moved. At this point, you can go and peek. We've moved all of the episodes over, and we're going to have a standalone YouTube channel for just Life After Addiction. And so this episode will be on this channel for 1 week, and then we're going to remove it as well. And then every single week, same time, same everything, it's going to be on Life After Addiction. If you go into YouTube, the link will actually be in the description of this, whether you're listening in the show notes or on this YouTube channel, it'll be in the description here. Please go and like and subscribe to that channel. It would mean a lot to us. It's something that Ryan and I and Jorian really feel that God's called us to do. So whenever God's put a calling on our lives, we want to do it with excellence. And so that takes energy and effort. Whether it's the editing in the back end or coming up with podcast ideas or even just trying to find the time to be in studio and do this, just because, as you saw last episode, we're opening up detoxes. We're doing crazy stuff. So, man, this is very important to us, and we would really appreciate you going over to that other channel and liking and subscribing it. That would be a big deal for
us. We really do appreciate you guys' love and support and encouragement thus far. You don't know how much it means to Adam and I and Jorian just to read some comments, get some text messages, receive some calls, just hear from family members who are dropping their husbands off, their sons off, about how the podcast had really helped them and was a big encouragement for them bringing their son or husband here. And that means a lot to us. So if y'all could please, like, I'm going to reiterate what Adam just said, just subscribe to our other channel. We feel that God really has called us to this, and we believe that it could be beneficial to all ears that desire to listen, and that God could speak to you even directly in your brokenness, or whether it's you're going through a tough season or you're rejoicing, just be along for the ride. So we would greatly appreciate if you would go subscribe to our other page.
Yeah, and we keep that private on our end. No one can see that you're – so I get it. Yeah. I mean – we know that liking something or subscribing, the fear is, oh, I don't want people to know I'm, you know, and I get that somewhat. But we have, so with that said, we have no idea. And then all of a sudden we hear stories from people we've never met from other states halfway across the country. And it's like, man, that's encouraging.
Yeah.
But when you like and subscribe it, what that does is it actually messes with the algorithm in YouTube, and they'll start pushing our channel, pushing our episodes, pushing our content further and further. And obviously this is content to bring God glory, so why not do something like that? Again, on our end, our subscription list is private. You go on your page, you can make your subscription list private as well. So no one's going to see that you're subscribed to it. But what will happen, and you'll be alerted when we drop episodes, we're still going to keep the old channel. There's going to be Catapult that streams live. There's going to be Wednesday's Words of Encouragement. We're going to have Bibles, our 30-day Bible daily devotionals that are still going to be coming out throughout the year. It's going to be a lot of stuff still happening on that channel, but this channel, this new channel over at Life After Addiction, will just be all things Life After Addiction. And here's the challenge. You ready? I don't know where the subscriptions are at right now here on Friday the 13th, 2023, but I know that we're probably still behind that Hope After Addiction channel. Those old ladies over there. Let's get more than them. I mean, my wife's on into a little household competition, but is that too much to ask? Can we just beat them for a little bit? I know theirs is going to take off and always be bigger, but can we beat them for a week?
Do you want me to be honest with you though?
No, I want you to lie to me, Ryan. Just lie.
It might be too much to ask. Okay. It might be. I'm preparing you for it.
And that's all we have today. That's life. Yeah. No, but hey, let's take a break and then we're going to dive into the episode talking about light and the evenness of the world. So enjoy a quick break after a word from our sponsors.
Hello, folks. My name is Derek Greer, and I'm reaching out to fellow pastors and church leaders just like you to join me and other Christian leaders and organizations throughout the nation as we come together on June 8th and 9th for National Unity Weekend. Together, we will show the love of Jesus as we serve our communities on Saturday, June 8th, and then preach from a shared text on Sunday, June 9th. To register, go to unityweekend.com. That's unityweekend.com to join us as we unite the church and unite the nation.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
And we're back. We're back. So, again, playing on the whole Friday the 13th and the evilness of the world, we did want to come in and just remind us, again, you maybe you're 2 weeks in and you're feeling in the blues or depressed because you haven't kept up with stuff, and maybe you're down, maybe you're not, maybe you're fired up, and that's awesome. Let us to continue to encourage you, to remind you of the light of Christ, to remind you of God's promises, to remind you that there's not an epic battle that's happening. In the end, it's not good versus evil, and we're just hopeful that someone wins. God is sovereign and in control of all things. Now, there is Armageddon, there is evil in the world, there is darkness, but it's not like an epic fight. God's completely sovereign over all things. He created all things, and all things bow the knee to his word.
Amen.
And so we're not saying that, but we are encouraging because we live in a fallen world, and there are evils, man. And what better time to talk about that than Friday the 13th, right? And so I want to open up with the scriptures in Psalms 18:30, and then let's just talk about it. It's going to be a short episode today, guys, but that's okay. Psalm chapter 18, verse 27 through 30. The psalmist says, "You save the humble, but bring low those whose eyes are haughty. You, O Lord, keep my lamp burning. My God turns my darkness into light. With your help, I can advance against a troop. With my God, I can scale a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is flawless." And I mean, there's so many complimentary verses, but I don't want to take some. I think you have some. If not, you get ready for some. I know you have some. So I don't want to go and jump before, but there's so many complimentary verses that go and comment on that. But listen to this. "You, O Lord, keep my lamp burning. My God turns my darkness into light." God said it, so be it. So if you are in a dark place on this Friday or Sunday or whenever you're listening to it, maybe it's like October and you're just catching up. If you're in a dark place, know that God can bring that into light. You submit your will and your life to Christ. Man, there's no weapon formed against me can prosper. And I'm trying really hard not to take other verses here because I know we want to talk about it. But no weapon formed against me can prosper. Does that mean that we don't go through hard times or dark times? No, we're promised that. Remember, it says, in this world, you will have trouble. But that's not all the verse. It continues and it says, but take heart. But take heart, I have overcome the world. And if you compare that to the end of the Great Commission, the Bible says that Jesus talking, it says, all authority has been given to me. All, not some, not almost all, not three-fourths. All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. And then it goes to the Great Commission, and then it ends with this, this bookend of all authority, and it bookends with this. It bookends with this. And I will be with you until the end of age. All authority is mine. It's mine, Jesus says. All authority is mine. And then he says, go therefore and make disciples of all nations. And he closes it with this. He says, and I will be with you, friend. You're in a dark place. The God that spoke all things into existence, man. The God that said that burst forth everything from words. From nothing burst forth everything, because this God spoke. He says that he's with us, believer.
Amen.
Believe that. Step into that.
Amen. As you were talking, I was reminded, I did a group last week, and it was from a Desiring God article, John Piper's gig. And it, the title of it was, Your Emotions Are Gauges, Not Guides. And what he meant by that, and the article went on, man, it was so well written. It was about your emotions tell you, they don't dictate what you believe or tell you what to believe, but they give you insight into what you value most in life or into what you're struggling with most in life. So what my emotions will tell me is, hey, I'm struggling with anger or pride or, you know, coveting or whatever the case may be. And so our emotions are telling us, hey, apply this promise of God. They're directing you which promise of God to apply to your life. So if, say, I'm struggling with anger and I know that's something I'm struggling with, well, there's verses like James 1:19-20. Let every person be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger, for the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. That's a promise of God I can apply to my life. If it's temptation, okay, my emotions are telling me I'm feeling tempted. What promise of God can I apply to this aspect of my life? And we talked about it the other week, 1 Corinthians 10:13. No temptation's overtaken me that's not common to man. God is faithful God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability, but with the temptation, he provides the way of escape. And there's just different, you know, when these emotions arise, whenever it's fear, whenever it's doubt, whenever it's questioning, whatever the case may be, man, we should allow those emotions to point us to a specific promise of God over our lives.
Yeah.
And we tell, it's like Pastor Pat was saying, man, we submit our experiences and our emotions to our faith.
Yes.
Right. I tell my experiences and my emotion what my faith says.
Yeah.
I don't do it vice versa. I don't tell my faith what my experiences and my emotions say. No, 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 no. That's no faith at all. I tell my faith or my experiences and my emotions what my faith says. And to live in that place, it can be hard at times, but that's the goal. That's the charge. That's the aim. That's the direction of pursuit is, man, I cannot allow these temporal emotions to dictate decisions that I make in life.
Yeah. And you have, and I want you to think about it because I want you to talk about it. You have a really good talk about emotions, and you kind of just hit it, but like not allowing your emotions to rule.
Yeah.
I want you to talk about that. But first, he mentioned, and I just want, man, this year I think we're just going to be very intentional about breaking things down. He said, apply that promise of God to your life. Well, how do I do that?
Yeah.
Right? And if you don't know that, I want to break it down to you. I mean, what he says, yes, apply it. Well, here's what that looks like for me. Applying some promise of God, and he named one. What'd you name? About sinful desires. Let's use the lost and found. It says that we can escape the corruption that's in the world that comes through sinful desires. That is a promise of God, right? And then it lists of areas of growth. So obviously, you got to look at before and after. You got to understand the context of the promise, and you got to apply those things. You can't say, hey, take this away and not strive towards this this growth as well.
Yeah.
But here's what I mean. Like, it's just in the very moment of, if God says I can escape and you have this desire to go do something crazy, here's how you apply that promise. Here's how I do. I'm sorry. Here's how I apply that promise. God, you say that you could take this desire from me, and God, I believe it. I'm going to walk in that promise, and I'm going to do everything I can. And God, I trust that you are not a liar and that you promised this. That's what you have, that conversation with God. And then guess what? There's a God's sovereignty, but there's man's responsibility. And here's your responsibility. You walk in that.
Amen.
That lust or that temptation, that drug, that drink, whatever that desire is that you're proclaiming God's promise over, every time that thought comes into your head, you are actively taking it captive. No, 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 no. God says I can escape that. No, 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 no. God says that. And it might, you might look like a crazy person, right? Or you might feel like a crazy person in a room. That's the conversation I have. I'm going to operate. I'm going to act as though I trust God's promises. So I'm going to tell my thoughts no. I'm going to tell my desires no until God does what he promises. And I'm telling you, God does not lie.
Amen.
He doesn't. So whenever that lust, whenever that image, whenever that porn, whenever that drink or drug or whatever it is that's causing my desire, and I'm trying to focus on God's promises saying that I could escape that, I'm just to myself, to God, like I proclaim, but to myself, nope, not today. No, no, no. And you know what a really big practical thing to do, man? It's hard to think about porn when I'm reading God's word. Mm. It's hard to think about getting high or getting drunk when I'm reading God's word. Just being real, right?
Amen.
Let's have the discipline to do these things. Otherwise, it's just words, right? And we're really good at that.
Yeah.
We're really good at just saying the things that people want to hear. But God, man, God knows your thoughts, bro, right? That's the that's terrifying. Do things. Open up something. Change the door. Take a cold shower. No, God said this. I'm going to act like I'm going to do everything I can until God helps me escape that desire, and I don't have to do those anymore. That's what he means about applying God's promises. It's not just fairyland and candyland and chutes and ladders and unicorns. It's not just like, okay, God, sometimes maybe God's sovereign to do whatever he wants. But there is a man's responsibility. What are you willing to do? And then watch God just remove it from you, man.
Yeah, amen.
Sorry,
you want to go to our second break?
Let's go to our second break, and then I want to know if you got some scripture. Did you read a scripture there? No.
No, I got one.
So we'll come back. I have one more, but we don't have to do it. We'll come back. Jordan, I want to hear your scripture you have about light and darkness, and then you. So let's go to our second break from a word from our sponsors.
Hello, folks. My name is Derek Greer, and I'm reaching out to fellow pastors and church leaders just like you to join me and other Christian leaders and organizations throughout the nation as we come together on June 8th and 9th for National Unity Weekend. Together, we will show the love of Jesus as we serve our communities on Saturday, June 8th, and then preach from a shared text on Sunday, June 9th. To register, go to unityweekend.com. That's unityweekend.com to join us as we unite the church and unite the nation.
One to one. And we're back. We're back. Okay. We don't have to talk about it because we didn't talk about it last episode.
All right. I got you.
But I did kind of lead into that rant about you talking about our emotions, and you have a cool little thing.
Yeah.
But hold that for a second.
Absolutely.
Jordan, what scripture do you have? We do have the camera, right? Sorry. Jordan's camera is different than our camera. So.
Yeah. So the scripture I have is just really simple. It's Genesis 1:3. Mm. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And that's what God does. He speaks light into every situation.
Come on.
No matter how dark it is, he says, "Let there be light."
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. And just the sovereignty of God. Light. And there's light.
That's it.
That's so good.
It's that simple. To go into that, I'll just read John 1:4-5. It says, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." Man, we're blessed to work in such a unique atmosphere of, you know, I think I told you the other day when I got back from Houston, I was in Houston on vacation with my family for the holidays, but I was so grateful, like, leaving here and just, you know, seeing things outside of here and just being in the world. It's like, man, we see more miracles here in a week than, like, people see in a lifetime working here. Like, it's incredible.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Really, like, true miracles.
True miracles, you know? But to go back to the light, man, like, we have the ability, man. We have the privilege, the honor of watching the light of Christ illuminate a man's eyes in a mere day or a week or a month. Or you see that joy, the joy of the Lord, the light of the Lord inside of a man, and you see him smiling in a way that this world doesn't know.
Yeah.
You know, we have the ability to see this light overcome the darkness in the deepest of realms, spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally. And man, it fires me up. It charges me up to watch men overcome the adversity that they have in their lives when they get here. Allows me to be grateful. Yeah. I can complain. I can gripe. I can groan. I can do all those things. And then I'll tell myself, like, who am I? Who am I to complain about the things that I'm struggling with currently? I was doing group last week, man, and the Lord really impressed it on my heart. And I shared this word when I got back with Lee and Eric and some of our other interns. But, like, man, y'all do realize that these men we serve are praying for our struggles.
Yeah.
Literally, this man right here that I'm serving, he's probably praying to God for, man, just give me Chitty struggles. If I could just have his struggles, God, I'll serve you forever. And I say that because I know that because I did that when I was an SR. God, if you could just give me Adam struggles, if you could just give me Emilio struggles, Lord, I'll faithfully serve you forever and I'll never turn my back on you again. And I'm here being ungrateful, unthankful, with terrible perspective, trying to find something to complain about, a reason to get out of the ministry and just go work a regular job or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
And it hit me. It's like, this guy I'm serving is probably praying for my struggles right now.
Yeah.
And that'll humble a man.
Yeah.
That'll humble a man very quickly when you see it from that perspective, like, oh, thank you, God, for everything you've done in my life. Thank you for the light of Christ that dwells within me, that consumes me.
Yeah. And just to be clear, he's saying, like, the guys we serve are in the darkest seasons of their life,
yes,
with devastation closing in.
Correct.
Thank you. So they're praying for our struggles as though our struggles are less than theirs. And that changes our perspective. It's like, oh, word.
Yeah.
It doesn't make it easier on us, but it does change our perspective. Like, oh, yeah, I was.
Absolutely.
Thank you, God. It could create a very humble heart, and a grateful heart.
Yes.
Of like, God,
yes,
I'm not where I want to be. You want me to be with God. Thank you that I'm not where I was.
Yeah.
God, thank you that you sanctified me. You've grown me. All those prayers that I had. And that's why I love that he said miracles. And you know, we're not talking about like what we're talking about. I'll say what we're talking about. When we talk about miracles, it's that light clicking on in someone's eyes.
Yes.
It's the veil being removed. It's the heart of stone that someone comes in as an atheist and they leave praising Jesus.
Amen.
For the chains of it. That's a miracle.
Yes, it is.
Me sitting here today is a miracle, right? And so be of good cheer. I want to read this. I said I wasn't going to, but did you read one yet?
I did.
Oh, yeah.
I read the John 1.
Let me read this just real quick, just because God, press into God this year. Psalm 27, verse 1 through 4. The Lord is my light on this dark Friday the 13th. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Mm. The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evil men advanced against me to devour my flesh, when my enemies and my foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then will I be confident. One thing I ask, here it is. Here it is. In the midst of all these things, that David's the author of this, he just wrote about being attacked and war against him. The one thing I ask of God, this is what I seek. Whew, I'm getting emotional. That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. Hmm. The one thing that I ask is that I may dwell in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
What if your mindset, what if my mindset, what if our mindset this year was through the chaos, through the darkness of Friday the 13th, or through the heaviness of the storm that you're going through, what if you could position yourself by applying the promises of God and everything that we've already said, what if we could position ourselves when at my own home, when family's hard or whatever I go through, if I can position, God, just the one thing I ask is that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon your beauty and to seek him in his temple. What if that was my mindset? Because if that's your mindset, man, these issues that we deal with are petty, man. Petty, no matter what, like honestly, and I could say that, and we'll probably get emails. No matter what, cancer, death, devastation, no matter what, imagine 10,000 years from now, man, seeing and dwelling in the house of the Lord, and you're not even going to think back on this stuff, man. Mm-mm. Oh, if I can have that mindset here and now, I wonder if our devastation, the darkness, will seem there. I wonder if we'll usher in light quicker. If our mindset is, I only have one request, God. I know the enemies are coming in. I know that devastation has happened. But the one thing, God, that I ask is that, can I dwell in your house forever? Can I see your beauty, Lord? Can I see you in the temple? And I mean, obviously we're talking about an eternity, but what if not just now, here and now? Can I dwell in your arms, God? Will you show me more of who you are, God? What if that's our mindset in those times? Because it's not. Right? It's not. Most of the time, it's a pity party.
Amen.
Most of the time, it's feeling sorry for myself or blaming others for my issues or trying to figure out this thing on my own, which causes stress and anxiety. And, oh, I got to fix this. What if I could just, man, God, I want to dwell in your arms. I don't know. I didn't know that was going to happen, but yeah.
That was it right there.
And that right there is life after addiction. Yeah. And you better believe it.
Amen.
We love you guys. Let's go. Keep it going. Keep it going. Message us. Go and like Life After Addiction podcast. The link's in the show notes. Subscribe. We love y'all. Let's go.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Life After Addiction. Life After Addiction is a production of S2L Studio. For more Christ-centered addiction recovery resources, please visit S2L.net. That's S, the number 2, L.net. For more information about S2L's licensed and accredited residential program, please visit S2LRecovery.org. That's S, the number 2, L.recovery.org.
We want to take just a second to thank the team at Life Audio for their partnership with us on the Life After Addiction podcast. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you'll find dozens of their faith-centered podcasts in their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and much more. Thank you so much for listening today, and God bless.
Now, in his shows, he would say, "That Pat Boone, he's so religious. I shook hands with that boy the other day. My whole right side sobered up." And I would repeat that in my act, and I said, "You know, it did." And then I'd go ahead and sing my song.
Pat Boone shares some of his incredible life story on The Walk, a podcast for worshipers. Join us weekly to hear conversations and devotionals from the artists of the church. The Walk can be found on lifeaudio.com, worshipleader.com, or your favorite podcast platform.